He's gorgeous, fun, and you love being with him. But there is a nagging feeling in the pit of his stomach. But of course you ignore it, and as he's very cute, you keep on seeing him. Then reality hits. He isn't who you thought he was. The cracks in your perfect man start to appear, and you find yourself back in the same painful type of relationship pattern yet again. Why didn't you see this coming? Why do you keep on attracting the same sort of guys? Hi, I'm Anne Byers, and here are three steps to help you choose the right guy and change the pattern. So firstly, yes, he's gorgeous, but stop for a moment. Take a breath, pause, and think what else attracts you to this man. Look at your past track record of dating and start to write down your ex-partner's names down the page, and beside each name, write down what you liked about him and what you didn't like about them. For example, let's say Rob. He's strong, confident, maybe a little bit arrogant. Tended to put me down a lot, and then he became quite controlling. Then there was Josh. He was powerful, fun, he was wild, but he liked to know where I was all the time. Then there was James, energised, intelligent. He called me his little girl and liked to take care of me, which was really nice. And he organised absolutely everything. But then I just started to feel like I was being smothered. So write down what it is that you were attracted to with these men, and then what were some of the negative things that you realised later on. And when you've completed this list, circle what is it in common? What's the common link between each of these men that keeps coming back, keeps appearing? Write down what it is that you are actually being attracted to. Often we become drawn to what we are familiar with, and we don't listen to our annoying messages like discomfort or edginess in our belly or heart that is trying to warn us to stop and think. So, second point, what about you? What do you want in a relationship? Sometimes it helps to be clear about what you believe are essential qualities that your partner should have in order for you to develop a rewarding relationship with them. These are your core values. So write them down and be honest. Is it trustworthiness? Being able to open and be honest in their conversations? Have a think. What is really important to you? Step 3. Take a breath and breathe deeply into your body and see if you can sense what is it that's driving you to choose these men. What are you telling yourself? What is it you feel that you may need? Are you concerned you'll be alone? Do you want someone to take care of you, a bit like Daddy's little girl? Or do you want to care or take care of or fix someone else, rather than stop and look after yourself and look at your own stuff? Do you put yourself down and assume that you don't deserve any better? So be honest with yourself and start looking at what actually drives your choices in your men. Take the time for you to explore what's happening. Only then can you consciously make more positive choices instead of falling blindly into another unhealthy relationship. So take this time for you. You are worth it. Don't rush. You've got plenty of time. Rushing only creates more problems and distress. As you change, so will your relationships with others. I hope you find these ideas helpful. This is Anne Byers from Beyond Words Holistic Counseling. Bye.